Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, September 29, 2015. President Barack Obama addressed the 70th session of the General Assembly at the United Nations on Monday. He said all nations have the responsibility to uphold international order. Regarding Syria, he said military power is not sufficient to resolve the situation.
Lasting stability can only take hold when the people of Syria forge an agreement to live together peacefully. The United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict.
While Obama called for a managed transition ousting Syrian President Bashar Assad, Russia's President Vladimir Putin wants the world to stick with Assad. He argued that his military is the only viable option for defeating the Islamic State. Iran said the Syrian president must remain in power to fight extremists. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for the situation in Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court. Condemning Syria's President Bashar Assad, he said, when a dictator slaughters tens of thousands of his own people, that's not a matter of a nation's internal affairs. In other news, a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that if Vice President Joe Biden tossed his hat into the ring, he would be the most popular presidential candidate. And CNN has opened a space for Biden at the first October 13th Democratic presidential primary debate. This even if he decides on that day to be a candidate. He would join Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Lincoln Chafee, Martin O'Malley, and Jim Webb. In local news at City Hall on Monday, there was a proclamation honoring Ethel Rosenberg on what would have been her 100th birthday. Richard Barr, who has long covered the Rosenberg case, filed this report.
Ethel Rosenberg was executed with her husband Julius at the height of Cold War hysteria in 1953. Many have long thought that her conviction and execution for assisting in an attempt to convey atomic secrets to the Soviet Union was based on trumped-up charges. More recently released evidence has strongly supported that conclusion. So on her birthday, members of the City Council and the Manhattan Borough President gathered at City Hall with a proclamation and recognition. City Councilman Danny Drum explains why he and 12 of his colleagues were presenting the proclamation to the Rosenberg sons today.
When Ethel was convicted, it was a time of Jew baiting. It was a time of McCarthyism. A time of anti-communist hysteria, and it's time now that we begin to right the wrong of what happened to Ethel Rosenberg.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer spoke of Ethel's place in a pantheon of progressive women activists.
Her story sounds like many others who are inspired and passionate New York women whose activism at a young age shaped the city's labor movement, Bessie Abramowitz Hillman, or Clara Lemlett Shevison, or Pauline Newman, all women whom we honor over and over again. The difference, of course, is that Ethel Rosenberg's life was tragically stolen from her by the U.S. government when she was only 38 and the mother of two young boys. As we know from indisputable evidence uncovered by her children and grandchildren, she was not a Soviet spy.
Robert and Michael Mirapol, the Rosenberg sons, have conducted a long campaign to bring just recognition to the unfairness of their parents' prosecution. Here's Robert.
Today, a major elected institution of this great city and Manhattan's borough president have taken important steps towards acknowledging a terrible injustice. Next, it is time for the federal government to step up and do the same. And one final thank you to my parents, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, for their courage, their faithfulness to their ideals, and their activism to create a better world for their children.
This past summer, a judge ordered the unsealing of the grand jury testimony of the chief witness against our parents.
Michael Mirapol said the recent evidence finally proves that his mother was not an espionage agent.
We believe the government framed her to put pressure on our father. They took her as a hostage and then murdered her when our father refused to falsely confess to atomic espionage and name names. We call upon Attorney General Lynch and President Obama to acknowledge the injustice done to Ethel Rosenberg as a way of learning from our past.
Those wishing to add their voices to a campaign to convince the President and Attorney General to act can follow the website of the Rosenberg Fund for Children, www.rfc.org, for further details. Richard Barr, WBAI News, New York.
In other local news, New York City unveiled a plan to hire more lawyers to help residents avoid unjust evictions in an effort to combat homelessness. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams said the loss of affordable housing and homelessness are inextricably tied, and at the core of the problem, unscrupulous landlords who are harassing tenants. And he said tenants are intimidated going to housing court, and they need lawyers to help them through the process.
We have to start identifying these landlords, treat them the same way we treat drug lords, and ensure that if they're doing something civil, let's handle it civilly. But if they're doing something criminally, we must show the strong arm of the law and incarcerate landlords that damage property, destroy property, harass tenants, and illegally evict tenants. That is the only way we're going to get this issue resolved. The profit margin of what they can do and make is just the cost of doing business. And if we don't have a legal team to assist these tenants, they are not going to be able to stop the hemorrhaging of apartments.
The city will invest $12.3 million to provide free attorneys for tenants who are in housing court fighting illegal evictions. Officials said the program is available citywide, but it will focus on neighborhoods where there is increased rise of evictions due to gentrification. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.